This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley, and by phone is Bridget Ayer.
Hello, great to be with you. We're having a good time, and Jim was joking around earlier this morning, so he's all warmed up. Right, well, Jim?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I hope everybody is enjoying our Faith in Action programs, and we're getting closer all the time to having Bridget back in the studio here and things getting back to normal. That's a word that gets thrown around a lot these days, is normal. And
yeah,
people are trying to figure out what is normal, and is it going to be the same old normal or a new normal?
Well, that's true, and you know, we are really doing things differently, you know, right now. We're social distancing, and some people are still in quarantine, and our guest is kind of also in quarantine to a certain extent. All of our priests are, in a sense. Our guest is Father Vinny Gilmore. He is newly ordained a priest of the Archdiocese of Indianapolis, and he is at an associate pastor at Our Lady of the Greenwood in Greenwood, and he's here to talk about his priesthood, share his vocation story, and probably tell us a little bit about how things are running there at Our Lady of the Greenwood under quarantine. So, Father Vinny, welcome to Faith in Action.
Thank you. Thank you, Bridget. Life has just been kind of different for us, like with everyone. I mean, the world is just kind of, it feels like it's a little bit upside down these days, but we've been, we pretty quickly adjusted at Our Lady of the Greenwood to live stream all of our masses, and, you know, at first it was kind of quirky, and, you know, we had to work through some technological stuff, some glitches here and there, and we still have that, some of that, but yeah, Father Todd likes the joke. Father Todd is the pastor here. He likes the joke that it's kind of a Wayne's World operation going on. But we've been live streaming that. We've been praying a nightly bilingual rosary, because we also have a large part of our community speaks Spanish, so we pray half the rosary in Spanish and half in English, and then when it was still Lent, we were doing the Stations and Cross the Stations of the Cross in bilingually also, and we've been doing a daily news update about the parish, so a bunch of little things like that. We even just recently got Flock Note for our parish, so we're getting all up to speed with technology.
Do you ever notice, do you ever watch the recorded masses and look at yourself and say, gee, I never knew it looked like that when I did that?
Occasionally. I hardly ever watched them myself, which that may sound bad, but occasionally just to check a specific thing here and there, you know, I will, you know. I used to be a lot more uncomfortable with seeing myself recorded, you know, but thankfully with Mass itself, and even with just being recorded for Mass, it's what I do every day, so it's not near as bad as it used to be. And in fact, I don't really get self-conscious about that anymore, because Mass is just what I do every day, and a very special thing, but it's also like I'm in my element when I'm doing that. So,
well, I'm curious. Are you? This wasn't one of the questions, but are you an extrovert or an introvert? I always find that fascinating. I like to know what priests are, introverts or extroverts.
Yes.
I always guess wrong.
Yeah. So I am actually an introvert. I can function a lot as an extrovert, but I was actually shocked once when I learned that about 90% of ministers, not just priests, but ministers of any faith group, are introverts. And I guess somehow or another, most of them learn to function as extroverts most of the time. But I guess it's probably good for us. You know, it's important. I definitely find it helpful to be able to just be in the zone when I'm doing introvert kind of stuff, you know, because for preparing to preach and just for praying and for just kind of being being mindful and prayerful about things. You know, it really helps to be able to go a little bit more quickly to a deeper place and just really be here with God, you know, rather than kind of always getting caught up in surface level stuff of life.
That's true. We're talking with Father Vinny Gilmore, and he is an associate pastor at Our Lady of the Greenwood. And you're a diocesan priest. I'm mm-hmm. guessing that all diocesan priests live and grow up in the area that they're a priest. Is that true? And did you grow up, in the Indianapolis metro area? Tell us a little bit about your background.
So yes and no. Yeah, I was born on the south side of Indianapolis, and St. Rock was my home parish. I have a big family, but yeah, at the time I was the middle kid of five kids, and then when I was about 7 years old, we moved out of state to Georgia, and of course I grew up Catholic, so but moving to Georgia, you know, it was even though there was an Air Force base nearby where my dad was working civil service, you know, there's a lot lower percentage Catholics out there and a lot more Protestants, and so I became pretty aware from an early age, you know, that being Catholic wasn't just a given, you know. I mean, the majority of this country is filled with Protestants, and so I enjoyed learning more about different Protestant faiths and having some good conversations there, and sometimes being challenged by them too, you know. And so, but I never really guessed that I would become a priest one day, you know. My older brother actually wanted to become a priest, and I think he kind of indirectly ended up getting me curious about this calling and eventually inspiring me to really pray about it for myself. So.
And your brother did not go on to be a priest?
He did not, no. Even though, like, I mean, he practically was the family priest all while I was growing up. So, you know, in my mind, this is still something of a great reversal, you know. And he ended up getting married. He has two adopted kids, and he's working. You know, for a while he was living consecrated life, but discerned that was not for him. And you know, meanwhile, like through his inspiration, you know, I kind of always thought back in the day, and you know, it would be just this recurring thought, you know, that people should pray about their vocation, you know. And I even went on a retreat with him, mainly just because it was a neat summer camp kind of opportunity, you know. And it was a vocation retreat though, and that's where I kind of first got the idea that, you know, it helps to really pray about what God is calling you to do rather than just to do what you think you want to do, you know. And I kind of tried to pray about that, but mostly just from a standpoint of, people ought to do that. So, yeah. Go ahead,
definitely. Sorry. Well, how old were you when you went on that retreat, that vocation retreat, when you first thought you were being called? That's what I'm curious about.
So, yeah, that retreat, we ended up going on it two out of three summers, and I think I was like 10 years old the first time and 12 years old the second time. And so I definitely did not think, you know, if anything, it reinforced Nathan's presumed calling. Nathan is my older brother, and for me, it kind of reinforced my presumed calling. I thought I was going to be getting married and having a bunch of kids, but at the time, it just planted a seed of very faint possibility, you know. And
well, in a sense, you did get married. You married the church, and you have a lot more kids than you ever thought you were going to have,
that is
right?
True. Yeah, that is true. Yep. Because yeah, and maybe God put enough craziness in my family and in me, because I have 11 siblings.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so yeah, after we moved out of Georgia, my parents had 7 more kids, you know, and I'm the 3rd oldest. But yeah, you know, I had to be open enough to entertain a wild possibility like that I was thinking, you know, I think I'm going to get married and have a lot of kids like my parents, you know, and maybe, you know, that was God's way of not necessarily getting me to do that, but getting me to do something something wild beyond what most people would imagine.
Well, I want to ask you a little bit about your priestly formation. Where did you attend seminary, and how long did it take?
Well, so I was I actually went to St. Meinrad Seminary my whole time for seminary, because I was at the Air Force Academy before that for my undergrad, and so I did all 4 years of college through that. That's also a what they call an officer commissioning program for the Air Force. So I became an Air Force officer and got my 4-year bachelor degree through that. But it was kind of during that time, that in a roundabout way, that's when I really got serious about praying about the priesthood. And so, so long story short, you know, I realized that, you know, I need to at least go to seminary to get some closure on this. And so I applied to the Archdiocese of Indianapolis, because I just discerned that I think God has called me to come back to Indianapolis, and my family did end up coming back after me. I knew there was at least some possibility of that happening.
Did you ever have any thoughts about being a military chaplain? It sounds like a military family.
In fact, I am. Yep, I'm a reservist Air Force chaplain right now, and I have a commitment of 3 years in the reserves for the Air Force chaplaincy, and then I will serve 9 years active duty. So, and this is through an agreement that the Archdiocese for the Military Services has already made with our Archdiocese, So I'll serve at least that amount of time as an Air Force chaplain, and when that time is up, then Archbishop Thompson will have his say in what he would like me to do next from there.
Well, we'll have to talk some more about that after the break, because I've got some more questions about that. We do need to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk more with Father Vinny Gilmore.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor, tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Alexa, what's the weather forecast for today?
Alexa, what time is the Colts game today?
Alexa, remind me to pick up the dry cleaning tomorrow.
Has Alexa become a part of your daily routine? Then make sure that routine includes Alexa. Play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Quick, easy access to Catholic programming 24/7. Just say, Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley's in the studio, and we have our guest on the phone, Father Vinny Gilmore. He is the associate pastor at Our Lady of the Greenwood, and he's also newly ordained. So how long have you been a priest then? And this is probably really wild.
All this
new stuff is happening.
Absolutely, yeah. Just under a year as a priest still, because I was ordained June 1st last year, so 2019. And yeah, it's kind of... I guess in a way it has worked out well for me, you know, having such crazy and unusual times going on in the world, you know, right now, because when you start out as a priest, as I guess when you start out in any new way of life, along with a new career, because becoming a priest is really like, you know, it's kind of like kind of like getting married and having a new job and relocating all at the same time, you know. And so everything's kind of crazy and wild starting out, you know. And just when that had started to settle down, you know, it's been like kind of a good chance to apply some of the things I've already learned in the first several months of priesthood.
So what was a day in the life of Father Vinny before the quarantine and now after the quarantine? What were you doing there and what are you doing now, and has it changed?
Let's see. Yeah, I was just kind of getting more of a handle on, you know, doing a lot of the things that that a priest does, especially in a big parish, and which includes, you know, saying Mass every day and being present to the staff in the office and also to the parish in several ways, you know, through emails, through phone calls, through home visits, through house blessings, through being there to give them the sacraments, including anointing of the sick and visiting hospitals, visiting nursing homes, and you know, I was kind of just hitting my stride in figuring out how to fit all those things in most effectively, you know, and then this pandemic hit, and, you know, it's been a good chance to kind of reflect about what we're doing and what can be done in new and creative ways. There have been actually a lot of great opportunities for that. You know, I've been amazed not just how all the families are finding all these little hidden blessings through it all and new and creative ways to do things, but we as a parish have really found ways to do that. Like, just for one thing, you know, calling all of our parishioners just to see how they're doing and how they would like help from us. That's been really wonderful for us and for our staff, and we've gotten a lot of great ideas and feedback from them, and people just being really touched that we call them too.
Now, does Our Lady of the Greenwood have a school?
We do. Yeah, yeah. We have a school of about 340 kids this year, and it's pre-K to eighth grade. And we have a wonderful principal and wonderful staff there, and I miss getting over to the school. You know, I would usually go over for recess and lunch. Those are my best subjects.
I'm sure the interaction with young kids is always something that kind of brightens your day, because they're always doing something that'll bring a smile to your face.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. It's great. Yeah, even on the most busy of days, I would try and get over there just to make a lap around the school building and, you know, wave hello to some of them in their classrooms and that kind of stuff. And thankfully, you know, our school staff, everyone there, you know, the staff and faculty, you know, they really encourage and ask for that kind of thing. You know, they said we would really love. From day one, we would really love more of a priestly presence around our school. So,
well, I remember when I was in Catholic school, and I remember when the priests would come at, you know, lunch, or mostly it would be at recess. You know, just we were always so happy to have them come out and play dodgeball or something like that. So that was always such a good memory. So it's probably kind of cool for you to get to do that, you know, to do those kind of things as a priest now. I just think that's really cool. So, I wanted to ask you about, do you have any ideas or tips for some of our listeners to kind of make this time a time for them to grow in their spiritual life?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the U.S. Catholic Conference of Bishops has come out with a lot of great suggestions on usccb.org. I love a lot of those. Some of them, it's neat little things like, you know, definitely attend a live streaming Mass. Maybe even, you know, kind of dress up a bit like you would for when you normally go to Sunday Mass. And, you know, make a special room in the house, and maybe even just set up that space, maybe even light a couple of candles, that kind of thing. But even just on a daily basis, you know, really go into some of the great devotions that we have of the faith, you know, the Divine Mercy Chaplet and the Rosary and that kind of stuff. And I think the biggest thing is maybe this whole quarantine has brought to light for us Catholics is that, you know, we can participate spiritually in Mass as it's offered daily, you know, even if we can't make it to daily Mass. We can think of a specific intention and unite that intention to the prayers of the Mass, and it's one of the most powerful ways that we pray. So I would encourage people to do that and just to know that we are all really spiritually connected, and I think this is giving us a deeper sense of that.
I know one thing that I had forgotten about is the spiritual communion prayer and how you can do that, you know, if you can't make it to Mass on a certain day. I mean, obviously we'll be going to Mass again at some point in person, but if you can't make that, but you can always make that spiritual communion. And I know one thing that our family has really been edified in is just attending many, many more Masses actually than we probably would in person, to be watching them live stream. So that's really been, I think, a great gift. Mm-hmm. So many people, so many of the parishes have just pivoted so quickly to a YouTube channel or a Facebook Live. So that's been great. Jim, you had something you wanted to say?
Well, I was just going to ask, Father, being a newly ordained priest, what advice you might have for young men who might be listening to this program who are kind of maybe thinking they might be being called to. What advice would you have for them, or what should they look for in their life?
Well, for one thing, I appreciate that. Thanks for asking, because, I certainly, even though I never saw myself as actually becoming a priest, you know, even that idea seemed so strange to me, even given what I'd been through on that retreat when I was tagging along with my older brother. But, I think it's so important to realize that God really does have a plan for each of their lives, you know, and if they just talk with Him and ask Him to help them be more open to that plan for their life, to realize that plan is so much more awesome and so much more amazing than what they might personally have planned for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it really is a hope that God has for them beyond any hope that they could have for themselves. And so I think, you know, if anything, I wish that people would have told me, and this is not just because I'm a priest, you know, I hear married men saying this to me all the time, of all different ages, even toward the end of their life, that they wish that God, that people would have stressed that God really can blow your mind with His plans, and you just trust that now.
At what point do you think a young person should start to maybe seriously consider it? I know, you know, maybe 6, 8, 10-year-old boys may think it's pretty cool to be a priest and things like that, and high school they look at it differently, college look at it differently. At what point should they start to think maybe it's real?
Well, I think the important thing at the youngest ages, you know, is it may very well be real. Whatever God's calling is, it is real right now. But you know, you have to be usually 18 or so before you can concretely do anything about it, as far as like fill out an application and go somewhere and that kind of stuff. But you can do all kinds of things in terms of like building up a good prayer life, a committed prayer life, building that relationship with Jesus Christ and with His Mother Mary, and volunteering, serving in all kinds of different ways. That helps you to not only get to know Christ, but to work with him. And then whatever God's calling is, you know, it doesn't seem like as big a step. It's still a pretty big step, but it doesn't seem as big a step to go into that way of serving, mm-hmm. whether that's to be married, to be a priest, or a religious, or a consecrated.
And for parents, something that I'd always try to encourage my kids or just say, God's got a plan for your life, and, you know, you need to try to listen to hear what that is. So I'd always try to tell my kids that. Father, could you give us a blessing before you go?
Absolutely.
For all of our listeners?
Of course, yeah. Let's begin with the sign of our faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your many gifts, and we thank you for this this day. We ask that you may help us to see what a treasure our lives are, especially in your eyes, and that we may come to thank you and treasure our lives with all the preciousness that you see in them. And we ask that Mary, our mother, may always watch over us and guard us and protect us and help us to hear your voice and to discern it in our lives. And we ask this through Christ our Lord, and may Almighty God bless you all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
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 Father Vinnie Gilmore, thank you so much for being our guest today. And how can we connect with you at the parish? Do you have a webpage over there?
We sure do. Yeah, it's olgreenwood.org. It stands for Our Lady of Greenwood.org. Just olgreenwood.org. That's our website. And we also we do have a Facebook page that is available to the public, even if you don't have Facebook. If you're like me, I don't actually have a personal Facebook page, but you can still see us and what we're up to on our Facebook page, including all of our live stream stuff, and just know of our prayers.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Father. God bless you. And happy birthday. It's your birthday week.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Good to be with you all.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.